This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
A lady who has talked to us all the way through COVID-19 is Dr. Elaine Pretorius. She's from the Mount Gambier Hospital. She is on the line for a chat. Elaine, good morning.
Morning, Ewan.
Now, Elaine, we've been talking over the last couple of weeks about the fact that here in the Limestone Coast, we are incredibly lucky. We have not seen anything like the pandemic responses that we've seen in Victoria and New South Wales, that alone what we've seen in places like the US, the UK and in Italy. But we're not out of the woods as yet.
No, absolutely not. I think that as the restrictions lift, as we're able to go into restaurants and shop again and catch up with family and friends, the risk remains high, so my message would be to the community that physical distancing still remains enormously important. The hand hygiene and all the other lessons we learnt during the COVID time, we still have to continue to implement those, and then to be very diligent. I'm pretty worried when the travel restrictions lift. There's still been a lot of active cases in Victoria. Us being so close to the border, we'll have to be extremely diligent. So for the moment, we have been enormously blessed and people have done the right thing, but by no means can we now let our guard down. We've seen what happened in the US, we've seen what's happened in Germany. As the travel restrictions lift, the risk of being exposed to somebody who perhaps has been exposed or who has asymptomatic COVID is very high. Mm. So the physical distancing remains the most important thing.
Elaine, obviously here in South Australia, we haven't had a case of COVID-19 in a number of days now. That puts us on a very good footing compared to the rest of the world. But how is testing going and are tests continuing to be done to ensure the safety of our population?
Yeah, testing is continuing. We're still here in the Limestone Coast. We're still testing quite actively. Last week, we did approximately 20 tests a day at the Mount Gambier Hospital in our little COVID hut. Mm. We will continue to do that because the most effective way to still keep on top is now to track and trace. And the only way is to still continue to test anybody with respiratory symptoms who has a bit of a sniffle, sore throat, feeling a bit tired, muscle aches and pains. We'd very much like to encourage you to be tested because that's the way we can see whether there's something popping up in the community. Especially as the travel restrictions ease, I think we'll be testing a little bit more aggressively. We, of course, also have the rapid PCR available. That's the one that we have the results within 60 minutes. So certain people will be qualifying for that as well. Very convenient to have our results within 60 minutes.
Elaine, what is the feel of people that go out to the hospital at the moment? Are people beginning to be at least a little bit calmer at the idea of getting a test for COVID-19?
I think absolutely. I think, you know, the risk of one individual having the infection is very, very low. So I think people are not quite as anxious. The one thing that I might mention is that at the moment, we do still have restrictions on visitors. We have found that the public is becoming a little bit more aggressive with our nursing staff at the front doors of our sites. Mm. I would like to call on the community that we still have to very slowly revert back to usual business, especially in the hospital. Our responsibility is toward people in hospital. I know that you would like to come and visit people, but I'd very much like to ask people to have respect and to understand that we have to gently lift our restrictions because running a hospital is a little bit different than running Woolworths. And therefore, we do still have the restrictions and we do still have the temperature screening. We've had people threaten our nursing staff. There was even one person who threatened one of our nurses with a dog. Absolutely unacceptable behaviour. And we will make the decision when our restrictions lift.
Elaine, just go back to border controls for a moment. We've had some cases in Western Victoria. We've had a number of cases in Melbourne. Given the fact that we're so close to the border, all it would take is someone to be infected with COVID-19 crossing the border for us to be in serious danger once again. And that is the reason why you and I keep talking so much about the fact of making sure we remain vigilant and do all the things that the state and federal government are trying to get us to do.
Correct. When the travel restrictions lift, Mount Gambier would probably be the highest risk area as we're so close to the border. We know that COVID is definitely in the community in Victoria. I think I read an article yesterday where they had 23 community transmissions. We have to continue with the physical distancing and know that anybody from Victoria has the risk of being infected, and that's when the high risk for us will start increasing again.
Elaine, I have said on numerous occasions during the last 8 to 12 weeks that you've been talking to me that it's been magnificent to have you on the radio. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks. We'll talk a little bit more about COVID maybe. Good luck to you and all the medical staff in the Limestone Coast, and a huge thank you for being the public voice of COVID-19 in the Limestone Coast.
Thank you, Ewan. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
On 963 Triple M, Dr. Elaine Pretorius from the Mount Gambier Hospital joining me this morning.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.